Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph. Ve'islahu Tzara La'akufe. Shehoy Oisel Shok. That market, Shasafik Bo, that is, they weren't sure where the graves were, was Mokom Maver Ha'ir L'Rabim. It was a place where in the city where the public would want to use as a street. The Kohanim couldn't go in there. They told it because there was Tumas Mace there. But Tzarech La'akuf Der Ha'achar Orach, and they needed to detour in a very long route. You know that it was Muxik, they knew that it was Tahar in that market, and the Yamav, sometime during this person who's going to testify in his lifetime, it wasn't a complete full-fledged cemetery below Nitein Lepnesa, because if it was, then they would not be able to move the graves. After they had grown, he had replanted them and re-uprooted them. To Musa, Truma had Srichos Lashamron Bitara, which is since they were Truma, you needed to watch them in Tara. He was a Kain, Kidarmin and Bitosefta, the Paras who say that Tosefta Msechos Par, Imasha also Yodai Shechachti. That which my hands did, I forgot. Ovid Ihu Nami Hochi, Hoy Mekatzes Trumusin, he was cutting down the Trumusin, the Mashlichin Shaman, he was throwing there, Manasseh Mace, and there was a miracle, but Safa Mace, Mamokum, Shehu Shaman, the Mace was floating up in the place where it was, but Sainu Lamokum Akever, and he marked off where the grave was. This is in Psikta and Parashas Omer, it's mentioned in Besedu Zoran, the Yushalmi, and also in Yushalmi and Sedu Zoran. Hayisa Bamaimud, and when we gather together to decide what to do, you agreed to be part of us, our account of the Chacham came together and agreeing to do what we did. She'll come out, her friend's here to make her friend look pretty. Like a dead person whose skin rotted, and it took a long time to just keep on falling off. In the Mishnah, if you're going to remind them early in the day, if so, they're going to be negligent. The Yomro and the say a dying, it shows us plenty of time to do it. A start in Paris, say Elon, the Suda Shabbos, the Paris of the Elon for the Suda Shabbos, why Dafka Paris Elon and not vegetables, I don't know. Even if it's only a temporary eating on Shabbos, is Kobea makes you chayim a meisen, Karmin, Mesechus Beitza, as we say Mesechus Beitza, the Shabbos, Oinik Ikri. Shabbos is called Oinig, Mikol Shehu Havei Oinig, for anything which is going to be called Oinig. Why do you need Suda Shabbos if it's even Ichil Zarai? I also do not know. Arabtim, Eruvei Techumim V'Chatzeros, both for Yerv Techumim and Chatzeros. We'll see this problematic. The note already mentions them. Sir Zashas, the Rashi doesn't explain another way it's problematic later in the Gemara. V'Hani Trei Sheikh Leminim Rinhu, B'Lashon Shelo, these two you can ask your. In the house, if they did it, the Shemek Kfar, also perhaps they did it. Al Benair, when it comes to the candle, Lo Shaykh had locked him. He has not Shaykh said, did you light the Dovra near Lainu? Because it's something which is apparent, open whether or not they lit the candles. Savich HaShaykh, Kogoyim Ben HaShmoshis, we're in the twilight between nightfall, sunset, and nightfall. Ein Ma'aster and Esavada, you can't take off Trumas and Ma'aser, something which is for sure Tevel. The Tikkun Ma'alihu, it's a complete fixing up of the fruits and vegetables. Avogad the Shvus Ba'alu, even though it's only the Rabbanan, because Sovar, he's holding Gozer al Shvus Afal Bein Ashmashos, they were Gozer on the Rabbanans even during the twilight time. As we say in Mesechus Beitza, the Nerik and Mesakin Kli, it looks like you're fixing the Kli. This is certainly also because there's a Sufik D'Oraisa over here lighting candles. And it's being mentioned over in a Zu. This is true, and also I don't need to tell you the next halacha as well. Meaning, certainly, the candles cannot be lit. Aval Ma'asrin has said, the Ma'idul Lodomil Masakin is that comparable to fixing up the Rova Ameyaris? Ma'asrin Hain, most of the Ameyaris, they did indeed take off the Chumas and Meisers. Ma'arvin Erev, make an Erev, where Parachot Nanli, as we said earlier, in Chashecho, why it was getting dark, Araftim, which is Mekamidil Havisopik, which is before it became a Sophic. The Taimin has Sacham, and Nice in the Kupo Shell Muchin. You put it into a kupa full of these like feathers and other things. Leos chomei mishtamer behen, to have the heat watched and to keep maintain the heat. Avo mishchashech, once it's dark, vaday, once it's for sure dark, ain't chomei behen kid b'farsh gemar. You're not allowed to put and hide and store the food in this object. Gemar im chashech meboid yom al tuhu. It's when it's still day. Yeshahoyz la'aser la'arim. There's still time to take off Trumas and Meisers and to make an Erev. Be'eruvei Techumen Tikkun Ba'alya. It's a complete, full-fledged fixing up. Da'asmucha Rabbanan Techumen Akroi, because the Rabbanan have an asmachta for tchumim on the pasuk. But afilu man yamer tchumim the rabbanon, even according to the one who holds the tchumim is the rabbanon. Gabin be erven, so saying erven yalfinim umakum umakum minisa. There's still an asmachta. Amol erubi chaterus is tchumim be amol, who is just a tchumim be amol. V'loy mikri shvisa mahalisa is not called a complete the rabbanon. V'sfeikat the bein hashmashos shapar dami, when it's a suffix during the twilight of the Shabbos, and that is okay to make it. Bein hashmashos kaina erev. It's kind of the Erev, Shehu Tchilas Kedushas Hayom, because it is the beginning of the when it's at the time of the beginning of Kedushas Hayom. Nechal She'ochel Kelev O Adam, a person or a dog, ate the Erev. She'ir V'alob Meba'oyom, Heniach Erev L'B'Seif HaTchum, Meba'oyom, if you're going to put the Erev at the end of the Tchum, while it's still day, Lo Hispik L'Hashchich Mamish Ad She'nechal Ben Hashmashos, and you didn't have the ability to be Mashich until the to get dark before it got eaten during the Bein Hashmashos. Shneim kando erev del gabe hayv, with regard to this, shenechal Bein Hashmashos that was eaten during the Bein Hashmashos, mashvinin lelelia, we consider it nighttime, bar meaning kvar kiddush hayoyim, beboid ha'erev kayim. We say that the day the Shabbos started, when the erev was still around, lekon the erev, and the erev is acquired, the halacha k'rabi yosi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, domar be'erev, and suffik erev is kosher, if you have a suffik erev, it's kosher. And according to the one who was there the whole time, and it was put during Bein Hashmashos and there until it got dark, we consider the twilight as day. But it wasn't daytime yet, when it was put there as an Erev. Therefore, it was still around. It was placed around at the time that the Erev would take effect. Basar, that which was put for him during the twilight. Because it was eaten already while it was still day. Who clamored, we mean to say, the Mustafakal on this thing which we had a doubt about, if the twilight is day or night, the Musa the Rabbanan, Israel Be'eruv Tehumin the Rabbanan. It came about in something which was a Durabanan, which is referring to the Erev Tehumin, which is only the Rabbanan. Sfeka Durabanan is the Kulo, and anytime you have a subject Durabanan, you go for leniency. Hachagarsin, Amar Rabbani, Ma Omro Ein Taimnin. The davar shein amoysev hevel could go in semer umuchen like wool and like feathers. But shechashech could not be masis, as we say in the Mishnah. But time in the sechamen you hide, you store the hot food. Time in the sabi chashecha is because it's still not for sure night time yet. Havadi chashecha is for sure was night time. In time you would not be able to store the food there. But stamat man the davar shein amoysev hevel. Then usually they store things. The hot food is something which does not have its own source of heat. The ilu b'davar ha'moisiv hevel, because of something which in itself was a source of heat, afim l'boi nyom as oser, even while it was still daytime, it would be oser duknanam b'perek talis, we'll see in the fourth parak. In time in lo b'gefes, they will list off in the mission the things which you cannot do hatmana on. Gezer ha'shemi yimsa k'dei rasul shen instana. What's the problem with fate? You'll find that your pot cooled off, because she yirtsa l'hatmina when you want to put it into hatmana. V'asi chenetchin, you're going to heat it up first. V'nimsa m'vashal v'shabas, and you come out to be Vashel while it was on Shabbos already. Yehochad mina shvashos nami nixer to hashvus ma'al yisei. It's a full derabanan. The ha ikud gezeres isu deraisa, because there's a gezeres isu deraisa. V'tanan the mesisin islay the gezer al shvus mina shvashos. And the time the mission saying we wore gezer on the shvus during the twilight. The ketani imas mina savade when you now have to take off. Because it said in the mission now have to take off the shvus ma'isus or something which was for sure tevel. Because you're taking it off the fire when it's close to the twilight. We do not have to worry that perhaps it cooled off and you're then going to go and reheat it up on the fire while it's Shabbos already. This will say later in the mission, even though normally you would store the food when it's still daytime, because it's also to do it while it's day. But remember, if there's ashes mixed together with coals, who cares if you do it while it's still daytime? That when it's dark already and Shabbos, you're going to come and stoke the fire. Because you're going to come to cook the pot, which is not completely cooked yet. Even if it was fully cooked, until you would sweep out the coals or cover them up. The parakira and sotu is going to be maskan in the third parak. The Omar Rebbe kitma behuvera mashin aleho. That if you had covered over the fire and then the fire came out again, you would be allowed to leave the pots which were preheated during the, by day on the fire, so long as they were completely heated up. And Tafshel Shabishul Kol Tzarka, then it was completely cooked. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so to Rabbi Yochanan will say, Min Hayoim U'min HaLayla, Klemis means to say, Safek Ish Bo Mishneim, there's a Safek in both of them. Safek Kula Min Hayoim, Safek Kula Min HaLayla, Hari Gimel Sveikos, there's three Sveikos, Lefikach, therefore, Matilan Alav Choymer Shneim, we have a stringency for both days. L'chaim the first, L'may Hilchoso, Shaykh Lomer Shem V'yish Bo Mishneim, and we'll explain later in the Gemara, and what the difference it was going to make with regard to having the stringency of both days. You can see the redness of the sun in the clouds. The bottom part of the horizon has smuchal ars, which is closer to the ground. Elyon gavoya shel kippa, which is the higher part of the horizon. It does not become dark as that quickly. My comrade, what we're going to ask, what we're saying, the Kasha Sefer Reisha, because the Sefer is seemingly contradictory to the Reisha. Chetzi mil zel shir orech bein hashmashos. This is the amount of the length of the twilight. La'achar chetzi mil, and after half a mil, havi laila, it is nighttime. Keherif ayin, kashir kritzas ayin, as you blink, berifyain, v'lo b'chazaka, but not so quickly, but you blink softly, and that is the amount. So nechnas halayla, nechnas the night comes in. Hayom yotzei, the day leaves. Yotzei zeim kinesa zeim. One the day leaves as the night comes in. Kishahem is sparshin. Kari bein shmoshos. We call them mekami hochi havi. When they are, the twilight is called as they're going in and out. We call them mekami hochi. Anything before this havi yom ma'ayla is complete day. L'may hilchasa yatilo lof suffik, that you're going to make a suffik shemesh name yeshbo, that perhaps is from both of the days. If it makes sense, if it's, you're saying perhaps it's all day, talking about the Motzei Shabbos, lehevi Oshem Toli, to bring a carbon Oshem Toli, Safek Kulu Min HaLayla, leinyan Leil Shabbos, or perhaps it's all nighttime, if we're talking about the night of Shabbos. Elochemim Mishneim, and my Hilchos, so we can say they have a stringency from both of them. What's the halacha? Rosh Sheini Bein Hashmoshes. Ziva, we're talking about a Zabo here. The Zab Metamim B'yomim Ube Re'ios. The Zab becomes Tamim with days and with actual emissions. Bein Shiro Shtayim B'yom Echo, he sees twice on one day. Bein Shiro Shtayim B'Shneim, he sees twice in 2 days. Meaning once on one day and once on the next day. Ritzufim, but as long as they are one after the other. Bein Shiro Achas B'Shneim, or he sees once in 2 days. Kegoyim Bein Hashmashos, in when it is in the twilight. Chashab Leikush Dei Re'ios, it's as if we consider it as if he had two emissions, Mishum Yomim, because of the different days. Yafina Mila Zachra L'Nekeva, because we learn it out from the Pasuk Zachra L'Nekeva, Ma Nekeva B'Yomim, just like by women, the Tum is dependent on days, Av Zachra is B'Yomim, so too, the males is dependent on days. V'Rias B'Gufe Mifrisha, and the Rias B'Gufe Mifrisha is separating from his body, Ketanim Megillah, Mona Kosov is explicit in by itself. Ketanim Megillah, as we say in Megillah, Mona HaKosav Shtayim B'Karvo Tamei, he says twice in the Kolam Tamei, which is talking about the actual emissions. Safek Latum Ula Karbon, Safek Tamei, Safek Tahor. We're not sure if he's Tamei or Tahor, Safek Chayav Karbon, he's not sure if he's Chayav Karbon. Ima Tumu with the Tumu they had, Safek Enu Chayav Karbon, perhaps he's not Chayav Karbon. Aval Tamei Shivo, but the 7 days of Tumu, the Zab Bal Shnei Rios, O Shnei Yomim, because it is Tamei, he's Tamei 7. Why the Zab Bal Shnei Rios? Because the Zab was saw twice, O Shnei Yomim, or 2 days. Kol Taras Tumu Zabim Olof. And he has all of the halachas of Zav, the Shlishim, and Vyaso, the day carbon, the third time, will bring him to bringing a carbon. Mezesh Roshne Bein HaShmashos, the next person who saw twice during the twilight, Safek Yom Echad, who was practiced all in 1 day, Vitami B'Shnei Re'ios, and Vitami because of two emissions, or Shnei Yom and Bertzufim Heim, was 2 consecutive days, Vitami Nami B'Teres Yom, and he's also Tami because of consecutive days. Safek Beis Yom, perhaps it's 2 days, Shein Bertzufim, which are not consecutive Heim. Shame and Suhain, they're not consecutive, but Tumas Shivin doesn't have Tumas of 7 days. Elika Baal Keri, Baalma, he's just like a Baal Keri. The Lav Shnei Re'ios B'Yom Echad, he doesn't have 2 days, 2 emissions on 1 day, the Lav Shnei Yomim Ritzufim, he doesn't have 2 consecutive days. Safak Shehin Gimel Yomim Ritzufim, perhaps it's 3 consecutive days. The Zav Gomer, who is a complete Zav, Afla Karman, even to bring the Karman. So, Ketzad Shem, how does this work? Shem Abin Ashvash Sarvishon Kulum Yom, perhaps the first twilight was all day. Ubein Hashoshes Hasheni was kulum in the light. And the second Ubein Hashoshes was all night. Nimzi Yom Echad Hefsek Bein Haimi. Then you'd have 1 day in between them. But Tahar, he'd become Tahar. Tahar from Zof. or they're both from day, the havolushne yom, and ritzufim, here two consecutive days. Bechainim shneim in a laila, both of them are from night, havolushne ami shneim, ritzufim, here two consecutive days. Oshem im harishon min halaila, if the first one's from the night, ashenim in a yom, the second one's from the day, havoluhu nami shnei re'ias, it would also be two emissions biyom echad on one day, v'tamei shiva, and he would become tamei for 7 days. V'chol elo in any of these cases, ain't kan carbon, but there's no carbon. O shemar, perhaps shteim ha-re'ios, both of the re'ios, how you miksasam biyom, miksasam alayla, was part by day and part by night. Therefore, v'yesh kan shlosha ritzufin, you'd have 3 days consecutive of seeing. V'chainim ha-re'shainim miksasam biyom, miksasam alayla, so if the first one was somewhat partially by day and partially at night, v'ashni was kulum in alayla, and the second one was all by the ninth, or Rishayna Kulam Ayyam, where the first one was owned by Dev, Ashni was Muksasa Bayyam, Muksasa Balaylo, was part by the day and part by the night. And all these cases have a little Gimel, Yom, and Rizukim, you'd have 3 consecutive days. Ritong carbon, he would need a carbon. Hilkach Safik. After the carbon, he's also Safik for a carbon. Umaydi Chatasa Oif, Habo Allah Safik, he brings the Chatasa Oif, which comes because of the Safik. Ain a cholos, it does not get eaten, this shemelah bar carbon, who perhaps it is not supposed to be brought as a carbon. Malika Schulin, Novela, and Malika by Chulin is a Novela. Raw achas bin ashmosh sofik latum shema miksasa b'yom umiksasa b'layla. Perhaps some of it was by day and some of it was by night. Hainu chomer beiz yom, and that is a stringency for 2 days. B'tami zayin, he's going to be tami for 7 days. O shema kula o min hayom o min halayla. Perhaps all of it was all by day or all by night. In kan ela achas, and there's only one emission. Pnei in 1 day. Pnei mizrach ba'adimim adayin lo hichsef afilo tachton. Even the bottom part of the horizon has not yet turned dark. Korach v'tani shnei hadvarim b'krach echad b'torah achas. You can say all of them in literally one volume, as if it's all one statement. V'azul t'mayu, the rabba sabr shir min ashmoshes nofesh. The rabba holds that the amount of twilight is larger. Rabbi Yosef sabr zuter, and Rabbi Yosef holds that it is shorter.